Tony Lawson is director of the Duke Energy Children's Museum at Union Terminal. He says play is an important part of child development.
Well, early childhood education is absolutely vital for young children in terms of them developing the connections between their brains. Children, they're born with millions and millions of brain cells, but they need to be connected, and that happens through experiences. At the Museum Center, we are able to provide 363 days of the year, these great experiences for children, and play is absolutely vital. I mean, we can sit them in a classroom or give them these directed experiences, but truly it's open-ended exploration, this open-ended play that helps children learn and develop. So you think about a child playing with wooden blocks. Okay, well, they're doing, they're having fun, they're playing with the blocks, they'll build a tower, it'll fall over. Well, they're actually developing several skills just by playing with the wooden blocks. They are developing fine motor skills by using their hands and stacking the blocks in different ways. They're developing spatial reasoning skills. So they learn maybe you put the big blocks on the bottom and then smaller blocks on top of those. Developing problem-solving skills.
Saturday's conference at Union Terminal will bring together a variety of child development organizations, including Beach Acres Parenting Center, Children's Theater of Cincinnati, and 4C for Children. Also taking part will be the Cincinnati Hamilton County Community Action Agency, Children's Hospital Medical Center, and the United Way's Success by Six program. One of the participating experts is Ann Schneider, co-founder of a nonprofit agency called Bluegrass for Babies.
Our mission is to improve children's health. We do that through fundraising events for Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And we also do that through raising awareness of practical health tips and activities for parents to empower them to take control of their children's health. Bluegrass for Babies will be putting on two interactive sessions, family sessions, and our activities will focus on nutrition and waste management and creating awareness of toxins in our environment. And the focus is for families with children from birth to age 5.
Children's Museum Director Tony Lawson says Saturday's Learning Through Play conference will include 30 sessions.
Half of our sessions are led by a whole array of early childhood professionals and educators in the Cincinnati area. They really are going to cover a lot of the building blocks and nuts and bolts of play and development in children. But where we call ourselves a conference, but really this is just a fun day of play, is that half of our sessions are actually family interactive sessions. So yes, this is a conference you actually can bring your kids to.
Saturday's conference will include a free education fair. The conference begins at 9 a.m. and continues till 4 p.m. at the Cincinnati Museum Center. There is a fee to attend. I'm Steve Hirschberg.